Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Text line coming through. Ron buys fake Air Maxes so he can go to dinner. I went back and bought the damn things.
Backward ass swoosh.
I think I just have to push back the oil change for a couple of weeks.
Oh, God. Don't let your vehicle suffer.
I'm not going to let it suffer. I mean, you just got to move some things around. I mean, Clint, I'm looking at this, and it's, I mean, we're 400 easy in the bag. I can see it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to ruin your day. It's going to ruin your day before you ever get there. I can already tell. We're two segments in. You've mentioned it four times.
I mean, I'm not going to go there and not get a steak. Right?
What you need to do is realize that there's no way around it, man. Just realize that you're going to slide them a little piece of plastic when it's over. You're going to slide in that little piece of plastic over there across that table, and you might as well enjoy it. You ain't gonna like what that little plastic gets hit with.
It's not even real money whenever you use the credit card.
You sit over there with this approach right here, and you're going to be sad spending $400. You can just put it on the table. Put that hog on the table and spend $600 and let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, man, show them what you're working with.
The beef tartare is 37 on its own. I mean, that's just where we're kicking it off. And I just looked at these cocktails. Jesus.
I can't get over the spaghetti with Wagyu meatballs. That might be the most ridiculously priced item on the menu.
Let's be honest. Y'all can eat whatever you can eat, whatever makes your little belly full. And if you stay away from the alcohol, that tab will not be a problem.
No, I can't stay away from it, man. These cocktails. I'm just saying, man, this big Yeti thing they got, this gentleman's cut bourbon bullet rye, and that's right down the alley. I know I'm going to have two of them.
Hey, get your credit card, put it firm in that pocket, pop you a gummy, and go to dinner, man.
Nah, I know what I'm going to do, man.
I'm going to get
some airplane bottles, order me a...
You're gonna order Sprites while you're in there and drop that vodka in out of your boots?
Will you please just do that as a prank on Courtney? Put a little vodka in your boot?
Oh, that would be great.
You want one of these?
Hey, the first time order a Diet Coke, Courtney would be like, damn, what's wrong with you? Well, hang on, baby. Hang on. Put that little airplane, show that little airplane bottle of vodka.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. Have some fun. Jade Higgins joining us coming up here in moments. So stay tuned with us, and as we'll talk to him, who is really, really coming on. But Clint, I wanted to play this from D'Amico. He said this earlier this week on the coach's show, and I think this is a really, really big piece and point to this game early for the Texans.
You know, it's so important. I go back to your question, what's different for them? And I think that's what they've done this year. Like in the first half of games, that's what they've done. They've thrown those big haymakers and they've jumped out to huge leads in games, right? And when they're not doing that, that's when the games have been closed and come down to the fourth quarter. So that'll be huge for us. We got to come out. We got to strike first. And we got to continue to strike because we know that's what they're trying to do. Yep. And that's what's worked for them throughout this year. They've thrown that haymaker, and that's what allowed them to be in the spot they're in with eight wins.
Hey, I think this is a big deal, Clint. They have, if you look at their games, they have been Mike Tyson. They will get up 17 points in a quarter, in the first or the second quarter. They've gone to halftime up 20, going to halftime up 17, and throw a huge punch early in the game and pretty much really win the game at that point because they change how you got to play. And they get off to great starts, Clint. And I think that is a major, major key to this game. They're coming off of probably a tough offensive game that they played against the Chiefs. And I think this is a big deal that they get off to a great start.
Well, look, I would imagine that part of their – at least plan at this point is to realize if you get up double digits at any point in the game, you can really shorten that sucker with Jonathan Taylor. So I would imagine that like their starters, there are shots implemented in there and there are specific decisions to take those shots, trying to get that lead. If you don't get it, hey, you just keep playing football. But if you do, you know, a lot of teams will come out and they'll be conservative out of the gate, don't want to make a mistake early. You know, our defense is our strength, so let's stay ahead of the chains. Where I would imagine Indy, you know, somewhere in those first couple of drives, they're going to try to go for the juggler simply because they know if it changes the game significantly if they land them, because Jonathan Taylor can chew the clock in an absolute hurry. So, and he's been able to hit the home run in a run game as well to extend the lead. So it doesn't surprise me that these guys have a strategic approach to try to throw a couple of knockout punches early in the game.
Now, Clint, I'm not saying I think this is something that is going to happen to the Texans with their defense, but clearly, like, that's been their MO is, as you said, starting out fast, and he has said this a lot. All right, I throw to get a lead, and then I run to win the game. Now, he did the opposite last week, but whatever. That seems to be their tactic, to get up, and then, as you said, use Jonathan Taylor early. But I do think that's a big piece for the Texans to come out and at least weather that storm at home. You've got to believe that place is going to be going crazy the way they played lately, and this is a huge game for them. And
well,
you got to start off.
It wasn't long ago we were on the road against Seattle, and it was I believe it was 14-0, 14-3, bang bang. So whether it's Indy or it's talking
about, they never recovered from that.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult, man. You can argue that there's really not a weakness with our defense, but if there were, it is, hey, man, if a team gets up on you and then they're going to really overly commit to the run downhill, then sometimes you may have I'll tell you this. You definitely limit the impact that a Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson can have on the game if you all of a sudden can go into run mode and four-minute mode. And so we saw it happen to us against Seattle on the road, absolutely. I think it's priority number one to make sure it doesn't happen against Indy.
All right, hoping to speak to Jaden Higgins, rookie wide receiver coming up. We'll see what his thoughts are. Big day here on The Drive as The Drive is live out. Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location, make your way on out there. T-Mill is out there, baby. We'll be there till 6 o'clock. D'Amico coming up. Nick Cayley coming up, a lot to get to. Brandon Scott at 4:40 coming up with his Texans report.
He'll be here.
Right. He'll be live as well. So big show today coming up. Jaden Higgins, hopefully we'll have him coming up next right here live on The Drive.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.